us, before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Richardson. That's me, that's sure. Do I have Richardson? No, I don't have Mr. Richardson.
Pardon. Honorable Mr. Kawanis will be conducting your hearing in just a moment, sir.
Mr. Richardson, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just give me one second. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Anthony D. Richardson, Jr., ADC number 235446.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed your form on October 12, 2017. Is that correct, sir? That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you in the room. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Is there any chance we can turn his volume up a little bit, sir?
I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing today. They are, if you can see on the teleconference screen, to my far left is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Louis Quinones. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Sanders. He'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Richardson and Mr. Sanders, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
I do.
Mr. Richardson, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and then we can talk about it. The board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
I do.
Thank you. I will now read from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed, or probably about to lapse, in a criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, is demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about August 25th, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated September 8th, 2017. Mr. Richardson, is this true or false? Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number two, is demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report him for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 14, 2017, as verbally directed on August 10, 2017. You are actively avoiding supervision, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Richardson, is this true or false? Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Richardson's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Richardson, we're going to move on to the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Sanders, our in-house community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. We will come back to you momentarily, so we'll just stay on the phone. You'll have a chance to speak with us in detail. Mr. Sanders.
So Mr. Richardson was released on 5-18 of 2017 with a date of arrest of 9-26 of 17 by the Tucson Police Department. Indicates no new charges. Back in DOC custody on 9-27 of 17 with an adjusted CSED of 128-2018 reflecting 43 days of trial time. Current conviction in 2015 was a misconduct involving weapons, receiving 2.5 years. Prior convictions in 2008 on two different counts, misconduct involving weapons, first receiving 6 months, second receiving 2.5 years. It's his second term in DOC. COIR score is a 3.3, mental health score of a 1, substance abuse score of a 2. He is a suspected Western Hills Posse blood from Tucson criminal street gang. Prior terms of supervision in 2010 was a TIS release, completed 7 months. Disciplinary violations are minimal, however, does have one since his return for a positive or refusal to UA, guilty of a major. And an additional second for violating grooming requirements on 10-26 of 17. So two violations since his return. Other arrest information, 2006, resisting arrest, Arizona juvenile probation. Also in 2006, possession of narcotics, Arizona juvenile probation. In 2011, misdemeanor, other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a G5 V6 score. There was an indication in our system upon his arrest in Tucson that he had a weapons in the vehicle charge. So far, no indication has been found through the police department or the courts of anything further, if that case has been forwarded or not. We don't have information on that.
Thank you, Mr.
Tucson police report number on that, though.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanders. And just for my clarification, as the panel chairman, are you referring to when he was picked up on his absconder status?
That is correct, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure that we were on the same sheet of music.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Absconder status during that arrest, there was a weapon in the vehicle.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Richardson, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. I see that you were approved to reside at TLC Halfway House, 843 West Thurber Road in Tucson, Arizona. You failed to report to TLC as directed. In May of 2017, you were approved to reside with your sister, Andrea Richardson, 2528 North Fontana Avenue, Unit B, Tucson, Arizona. Is that where you lived for the remainder of your community supervision, Mr. Richardson?
Yes.
We have an employment note that you confirmed employment with Allegiant Staffing at Home Goods Warehouse. And then by June, you stated that you're working with your uncle doing roofing.
Yes.
Did you have work for the entire time?
Yes.
And were you doing roofing work in Tucson?
Yes, it was in Oro Valley. I actually started roofing, and then they had me digging trenches and then flagging.
Well, it's a positive sign that you were gainful or had a job when you were on community supervision. We always find that a good sign. Programming notes, you were assigned to the task color code of Ivory on May 23, 2017. You had a negative diluted in July and August, you had no samples collected. Again, you failed to report to your approval. You failed to report at your approved residence of TLC. you're staffed by your SPO and parole officer regarding failure to report after not establishing placement at your approved address. Double check. So I'll begin by asking, you were missing from community supervision for 43 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
Those times where I'll stay in Oro Valley for about 3 weeks at a time. And I'll come back down here for a couple of days and then go right back up there.
Where were you staying when you were in Oro Valley, sir?
It was first in Oracle. I'm not sure of the exact address.
I mean, were you staying with friends? Were you staying with your crew?
I was staying with my uncle.
Okay. And again, you were missing from community supervision for 43 days, so why didn't you make contact with your parole officer?
Yeah, when I messed that up, I thought they was going to sanction me. That was my first time meeting my son, and I just wanted to be out for his birthday. That's the only thing I really cared about. I got my priorities messed up.
Well, sir, I appreciate that you wanted to spend time with your son. Unfortunately, we often hear people on community supervision say that they panicked because they thought they were going to get violated, but when they absconded, they're going to get violated. So I hope you'll take the lesson that if you're under community supervision, you have to maintain contact with the parole officer, you'll end up back where you're at right now. Again, I do commend you for working. And you were, as you heard me discussing with our community corrections officer, it sounded like that you were picked up on your absconder status by the Tucson Police Department. What happened for the police to make contact with you, sir?
I was actually down there picking up clothes, and they got behind us. I guess they said something wrong with the vehicle. Was getting overrided by my girlfriend's friend, and when they pulled over the vehicle, I guess there was a left in the car, and I had no idea of it, and she looked at me while I was driving the car. She said she didn't know that I was in there because she was born in the car.
Again, sir, if you heard our discussion, we're not aware that there was any, at least for now, any arrest associated with that. But did someone get arrested for that weapon?
No one.
Okay. I found the police report in conflict. I'm reading it now.
I'll just continue with questioning if you have any further information, Mr. Sanders. You had a diluted your analysis and a couple of times where your sample wasn't collected. Were you having some struggles with drug abuse when you were on community supervision?
No, sir.
Why was your analysis diluted?
I'm not sure. They told me to go drop for a job, and I went and dropped, and they used it for probation and my job, but I got the job, so they didn't tell me nothing about it being diluted.
Well, it looks like that you were on Truth in Sentencing Community Supervision in 2010, and you completed that. So it would suggest that you understand what's necessary to meet the conditions of your community supervision or parole. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Okay, I have no further questions for my fellow board members. I will pause for 1 second to ask Mr. Sanders if there's anything else you would like to share with the board.
It looks that the information in the warrant is not complete yet. I also did find another incident where in Tucson that he apparently came to a cousin's house After stating he was going to kill them, the Tucson police responded to the house in July of last year.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sanders. Mr. Richardson, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you'd like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything you would like to share?
Yes. I'm 27 years old. I found out thinking that I was going to go ahead first and satisfy everybody, and I got my priorities kind of mixed up. Thinking that it was my first time meeting my son. I did panic when I missed that drop. It was my first time being there at, you know, for as a father. So I just wanted to feel what it was like, you know, but it was my first time, so I didn't know how to act. I didn't want not to be there for my son. And I knew that it would lead to me being incarcerated again. And me on the way out, the pros and cons, I wasn't thinking clearly. So I just kept on working and hope, just prayed every day that I didn't get caught before my son's birthday. I knew that it was absconding and that I was wrong. And I always told myself if I could just go back and face that mistake, just drop for them, then I would have been good, but I didn't have that chance. So I just kept forward and trying to stay out of trouble.
Well, thank you for sharing with the board, Mr. Richardson, and thank you for being honest. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you, especially because you can see and hear us, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision regarding your community supervision? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with the board's decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do feel for Mr. Richardson. He sounds sincere. I can almost sense the emotion in dealing with his son. And I do want to commend him for pursuing work when he was outside of the prison system. Certainly, I like chances to be positive and promote encouraging behavior with individuals that are coming out of the prison system into community corrections. Unfortunately, he absconded from supervision for 43 days, and we cannot account for his activity during that time. Again, I don't want to, we're not in a position to be adding charges or making allegations, but it does sound like that it was an incident in which not only had he absconded, but he was stopped in a vehicle that had a weapon in it. So that does speak to the board not being able to account for his activities during those 43 days. And for the same reason, have the same concerns about the diluted UA. I don't know what the circumstances were. I don't want to make any false accusations, but we just cannot confirm or deny whether or not he had too much water in his system or whether or not he was avoiding your analysis for legal reasons. Therefore, I am of the position that with less than 3 months of his prison sentence, he'd be best served to take advantage of this time to pursue whatever programming is available to him inside the Department of Corrections and come out of the prison system free and clear of community supervision, and hopefully return to the community to be a productive citizen. But I am certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
agreement.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W3128, our discussion with Mr. Richardson, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Richardson is delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision and had a diluted your analysis, as well as the circumstances surrounding his contact with police when he was brought back into custody. Hold on a second. And therefore had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal laser company. Thank you.
Second. Agree.
Okay, Mr. Richardson, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about, make sure that I'm clear on that date. Can you provide that date again, Mr.?
1/28/18.
Okay, you'll be released as of January 28, 2018. That's a short time away, Mr. Richardson. And again, you've heard our encouragement. Please take advantage of this time to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. We wish you a successful, safe return with your son in your work life outside of the prison system. And we hope to not see you involved in the correction system from this point forward, sir. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate if you'd give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, sir.
We have a cell on this in the building. There's been transfer of that's what we need to give this CO3.